Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your Monday morning is a good one. I know mine started off a little bit gray with the weather this morning, but it's a good morning because I'm focused and I'm ready to go out and get things done today. I'm hoping that everybody's Mother's Day yesterday was good. I know that some people have their mothers around and they can celebrate with their moms, and other people don't have their mothers around, so it's an emotional day for some. But most everybody gets together in some form or fashion, even though it is a Hallmark day, a Hallmark card day, really, when you think about Mother's Day. But moms are pretty important in our lives, and I feel that whether they are gone or here, moms have always played an impact in our lives in one form or fashion. So it's really, really cool to be able to just have a day that's set aside to celebrate in and embrace moms and the things that they do for us every day and have done in the past for us. So happy Mother's Day to all of those moms that are out there. And I know it's a day late, but here we are on a Monday for a podcast, because I think I would be doing a disservice if I recorded a podcast and put a bunch of editing, some audio stuff that we're doing here on a Mother's Day when I should be spending time with my beautiful wife and my son, Gavin. My beautiful wife, Crystal, and my son, Gavin, out there while we were getting stuff done. You know, what's funny is that my wife said to me, on a day where I said, hey, it's Mother's Day, let's go ahead and think about things we can do for the day, and let's go and just pick and choose whatever you want to do. You want to go to lunch, you want to go to dinner, you want to go to a movie, you want to go do whatever. Whatever it is that you want to do to celebrate each other, let's go do. And she chose that we're going to continue to do some manual labor on our backyard and fix our patio. We're actually rebuilding our patio in the back to be able to extend it with some stones and some light posts and some lamps that we can kind of run from one place to the next. So she wanted to work on that. We have a goal set out to us to be able to do that by Memorial Day. So it's kind of cool that we were able to get a lot done over the weekend, and she wanted to focus on that, and that was her Mother's Day. So I cooked her breakfast, a nice big old hearty breakfast, and the rest of the day we just sat out and did some great things together, and a lot of manual labor, and got a lot of great steps in and workout in and everything else. So it was a good day all together. So I'm hoping that yours was too, but today's Monday, so it's a new day. And the one thing I wanted to talk about today on today's podcast is focus. About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago or so, you know, I've been out and about, done some different things, went out for a weekend away with friends and enjoyed myself and did everything I needed to do to be able to just have a good time and just get out and do the things that I wanted to be able to do with my friends and family and that kind of stuff. Now, when I got back, I know I had a podcast, about two podcasts or maybe three ago, that I talked about how I know what to expect when I come back from weekends like that. I know that I'm going to put on some weight. I know that I'm going to intake sodium at restaurants that I'm eating at and those kind of things. And I know that I've got the right framework and the right mindset that when I get back from those things, I know how to get right back on track and be able to do the things that are necessary. Well, it was just after that I was sitting down having a conversation with some of my rock star peers that are on No Finish Line Nation, our closed Facebook group that we have here. And we had great conversation and dialogue around focus and making sure that we set goals for ourselves and really fall in alignment with the things that we try to do whenever we set SMART goals. So if any of you don't know what SMART goals are, and I know I've gone over this before, but this is something important to talk about. So SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive, right? So when you're thinking about your goal setting and you're looking through it, you need to be specific about your goal. And then you've got to give yourself something measurable to hit, something that you can actually quantify to be able to have something measurable that you want to be able to go after. If it is a goal that you're setting for yourself, it's not just something that's a pie in the sky and something that's holistic or just a big foo-foo kind of goal that you want to be able to go after, but rather something that's measurable, right? And then attainable, something that's attainable for you to be able to get to, because if you set your goals way too high, then you're never going to really be able to achieve them, and then you're going to fall off the radar. Realistic, again, is another one that you're going to give yourself the right time frame and the right size of a goal that you want to be able to hit. And if it's measured by pounds or measured by times on a run or measured by weightlifting or whatever it is, you know, you want to be realistic with your goals and really set ones that are attainable at the same time. And then last part is time sensitive. Now, this is a touchy subject when it comes down to setting goals around time sensitive. And well, here's the reason why, because I mean, I've even got it on Connect and on No Finish Line Nation whenever I've set before that I'd like to be able to be at this certain weight by this certain date, or I wanted to be able to do something by a certain time frame. And a lot of people will complain or say something to the effect of, why are you limiting yourself to a time frame when if you don't hit that time frame, then maybe you will feel like a failure and the mental side of this whole entire journey will kick in and then you'll fall off the radar like normally would happen in my previous lifetime. So I understand that concept around that, but I need timelines. I need not restrictions, but I need boundaries. So for me, if I have timelines that I can kind of go for, or if there are goals that I'm trying to set for myself, I must have some sort of quantifiable, time-driven goal that I want to be able to go after. And this is important for me anyway, because I need, in this path that I'm living, in this journey that I'm on, although we talk about there being no finish line whatsoever, and it's just going to continue to move forward, even after you hit goals or you do different things, your goals readjust, your goals change, and then you've got to move forward. So for me, I've got to have those timelines. I've got to have a place where I can sit down and set a goal for myself. So about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I sat down with a couple good buddies of mine, and we sat down and talked about goal setting and focus and making sure that we give ourselves a good goal to be able to shoot for. Now, I wasn't going to be unrealistic and say that I need to be at goal by a certain date right now. But what I was going to do is I was going to say, if I could be down a certain amount of weight by a certain date. So if you don't know, on August 4th, we have this year, August 4th in Boston, we have a party going to be going on in Boston at the Back Bay Hilton. And we are going to be throwing an extravaganza, a celebration, a party, a gala, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to be in the ballroom of the Back Bay Hilton. So we got right now, we have probably, I'd say about 3/4 of the tickets all sold for the event. And it's going to be on a Saturday night. And it's going to start at 6 o'clock for VIP, 7 o'clock for the rest of admission. And we're going to have a huge party from 7 till probably about midnight or so. And we're going to be there's going to be dancing, there's going to be food, there's going to be prizes, there's going to be a red carpet. It's just going to be a really big deal. And so for me, I've set a goal for myself that I want to get back down to my fighting weight, right? My the weight that I was at before, to be able to go to this event and be able to have a great time and feel good about my own skin and feel good about where I'm at with this journey. Now, it's not like it's gloom and doom, and it's not like it's something that I've done that I failed in my journey, because I'm still 90 pounds down from my original goal weight or my original starting weight. But for me to go all the way down to the point that I lost about 105, that means in the meantime, I've put on about 15 pounds overall that I've lost. So mental side of it, here we go, mental alert, right? The alarm's going off in my head and it's saying to me, you know, you're losing, you're failing, you're sliding, you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. What are you doing? And the failure is starting to kick in and all that stuff. Well, that's different. And I'm not in that space. And I'm not in a failure mode. Because when I sat down with my friends 3 weeks ago and we talked about setting goals by a certain date, this is where I started to refocus. Now, this whole podcast, culmination of all this story time that I've just given to you guys, 8 minutes of story time, all leads up to this. It's about focus. If you focus in on the goals that you're trying to obtain, if you focus in on the things that you want to do in life, you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. I believe that in my heart of hearts. I think that if you focus your energy in the right way, in the right places, on the right things, and do towards the right goals, there's nothing that can stop you. Well, actually, the only thing that can stop you is you. Because all of the noise that's around you, all the barriers that are put up, all of life's weird things that it throws at you, all the different situations that come around and happen around you, all those things don't matter. The only thing that matters is you. So if you focus on the right things and you get yourself to a point where you're laser-like focus and you're focusing on the right things towards your journey and the things that you want to accomplish, then again, you're going to set yourself up for perfect success. Even if you're not successful with hitting the numbers or doing the things that you want to be able to accomplish by that date, all the things that you're focusing on and all the goals that you're trying to achieve are nothing but good things for you and will also give you the tools for you to be successful moving forward. So here's what I focused on. 3 weeks ago, I sat down and said to myself, okay, so by August 4th, I want to be at a certain weight. Not goal weight, because goal weight's a little unattainable or unrealistic for me. It's a large chunk. So I said to myself, okay, so we got about 2.5 months. I can't lose like 35 pounds in 2.5 months. It just would be unrealistic. It would be unhealthy. And I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to get focused. And I'm going to focus on the small little victories and the small things that I've got to accomplish and be able to fight for. So each day, I'm going to fight to be able to do the things that I know are successful that I've done in the past. So I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to eat my breakfast the way that I should eat my breakfast. I need a healthy breakfast and a hearty one to be able to fill me up, to give me energy. I'm going to carry snacks with me during the day. I'm going to focus on eating a healthy lunch, something that is not jam-packed with sodium, something that's not jam-packed with fat or on fast food menus or anything like that, as I am on the road a lot. So preparation is going to be key. So here's part of the focus. How do I prepare for that? What am I carrying with me? What's my stopovers on any of the time that I'm on the road when I stop by to get gas? What's my go-to items at those moments in time so I can prepare myself to just get the things that I know work for me versus sliding down the road of, oh, I can pick up this and I can do that and it's not going to really matter on the big grand scheme of things. So preparation is a big thing for me. So that's part of my focus. My focus is how do I prepare myself for the bumps in the road, the cravings and the fast speed as I'm traveling throughout the whole entire state all day and need something to eat and I get hangry. So focus. I need to make sure that I'm prepared for that. The other part of the focus is that what am I specifically putting in my mouth? So even at home, when we have dinner, my wife does an amazing job of cooking great healthy meals, although sometimes we consider them to be boring at times, but that's okay because we know that they're healthy and they're fuel and they're things that we need, and we need dinner and we need to be able to have some good bonding time with us as a family and sit down and have those moments where we can sit down and just talk about stuff and et cetera, et cetera. And if we're eating healthy while doing that, then that's just going to set us up for success in the future. So if I'm putting down a 20-ounce ribeye steak and some heavy mac and cheese and whatever else on the plate after eating healthy all day long, then I'm just defeating the purpose. So the focus carries all the way through my day as I'm prepared, I'm on the road, I'm doing all the things, and then I get home. And then I can eat healthy there too. So I can add some greens and add some vegetables and add some fruits and add some things to my dinner to be able to help continue to eat healthy and do the things that are necessary for me to not only try to lose weight, but also be healthy. I mean, it's almost like a requirement that we have to eat some fruits and vegetables. You've got to, for your own well-being and health. Because if you just continue to eat stuff that's processed or stuff that's not necessarily as healthy, green and leafy, you know, not that there's scientific evidence towards anything, but it just doesn't feel as healthy to me. So focus. So there's two areas of focus for me I've talked about so far. One of the focuses is to make sure that I'm prepared. The second focus is to make sure I watch everything that I'm putting in my mouth. And I track it all. I count everything. Everything that I'm putting towards my mouth, I'm going to make sure that the vigilance kicks in and the focus part of it doesn't start to slide like it normally does. And we get comfortable and we get complacent and we just start to kind of wing it and think to ourselves, oh yeah, well, you know what? I've always counted that before, so I'm good. Yeah, I'm within my points, or I'm within my calories, or I'm within my fat content or whatever. And I've been doing it for a while, so I know what I need to eat and I'm just good to go. Well, the focus for me is to make sure that I'm not just winging it. I don't just think about it and just kind of throw it out there and go, okay, yep, it's good to go. On paper, on purpose, I've got to make sure that I do what works for me. I do what has worked for me in the past. So the focus comes in many different areas. That's another area for me, is to make sure that I am cognizant and aware, and I make sure that I am taking inventory on the things that I'm doing every single day. Because I'm the only way that I'm going to be successful in the things that I'm trying to be able to do is if I continue to give myself checkpoints and do the things that are necessary that I have to do to make sure that I track the things that I need to track and do the things that I need to do. It's the only way. I opened the whole entire podcast today with I need restrictions or I need some boundaries. Those are my boundaries. My boundaries are I'm a competitive guy. I want to be able to fall within a certain amount of things that I got to be able to shoot for. And that's how I'm wired. And that's how I need to do it. And that's where the space that I need to play in. Now, mind you, since I've gotten refocused, there's been some victories on the scale. But I also know that those victories aren't necessarily the end-all be-all. But they're good to celebrate in those. A couple victories since I've been refocused and really focusing on everything that I'm putting in my mouth, preparation and all those things, there's been some victories. So I'm sitting back going, hey, you know what? This is pretty great. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm feeling like I'm back on track. Here's the other piece. Lastly, the last part of that focus. Whether you think you can just do this by eating the right things, that's about maybe half of the journey. Whatever you put in your mouth, how you're cooking, what you're eating, those kind of things is so vital and important in our journeys. The last part of it for me is making sure that I get exercise. I've got to get my minimum of 10,000 steps a day, and I've got to build on some of that muscle work that I need to make sure that I can live a long life in the future. You know, many people, when they get older, they get to the point where they just their bodies start to break down because they haven't really concentrated later on in their years on any muscle content or any kind of lean muscle or anything or flexibility or pliability or anything like that. They don't focus on that stuff. So when they don't, then their body starts to break down when they're older. And I don't want to be at that place either. I want to be independent, and I want somebody that I want to be somebody that can be self-sufficient and be able to take care of it so that my wife doesn't end up just having to take care of me when I get older. So here's the three areas, right? You focus on all of those things, your food, what you're putting in your mouth, the preparation, and the exercise. Make the time to go get the exercise. That's what I have to tell myself all the time. That's probably the hardest part for me because I'm on the road so much. Get the steps in. Do the work. The only way that you're going to really, truly see the results that you're trying to look for and set yourself up for success in the future as you get older is if you eat right and you work out. Now, I know that a lot of people will say, I can't work out. I've got this going on. I got that going on. So I'm just going to focus on the food part. That's okay. It's all right to focus on the food because that's a really important piece to it. But for me and my journey as Shane, this guy right here talking into this microphone, for me, working out is a huge integral part of what that is. I feel better. I have better energy. I feel like I can do anything and conquer the world whenever I have exercise incorporated into my plan and my goals and where I want to go. So that's me. Now, that may not work for you, like I said, but try it just a little bit. And we're not talking about going to run for marathons and do everything to be running huge miles or anything like that. We're talking about putting one foot in front of the other and just getting some exercise, more exercise than what you did yesterday. That's important. And I think that any of you can really do it if you just set your mind to it. I can do it. I've just got to get it done. I got to put it on my agenda, knock it out, and do what I have to do. Spread my steps throughout the whole entire day to continue to be active, focusing each hour to make sure that I can get just a few steps in each hour to make sure that I stay active and walking and doing the things instead of sitting dormant at a desk or in a car when I'm traveling. So there's your focus, guys. Focus is the key. And if you have to refocus, that's great because now you know that you can do that in this journey and we can refocus whenever we need to. That's a pretty amazing part of it. At any given time, any given day, you can wake up in the morning and say, yep, I've been slacking. I haven't been doing everything I want to do. I'm done doing all the things that I want to be able to. I'm not accomplishing all the things that I want to accomplish. Now's my time to refocus on the things that I've got to refocus on. And that's okay. That's great. It's perfect. What better time to refocus than right now? And sometimes refocusing can be, even if you're laser-like focused and you've been doing things great, sometimes refocusing is, you know what, I need to tweak that a little bit. I feel like I'm kind of hitting this little bit of a lull of where I'm at with it, so I'm going to tweak it and be even better. So it doesn't take a redefining of going, oh my goodness, I've been failing to get there. It can also be, I just want to be better. It can also be one of those moments. And you're worth that investment. You're worth the investment of refocusing and focusing where you need to every day. Every day when you wake up, know what your goals are, know what you're shooting for, and quantify it, measure it, make it specific, and give yourself a time frame that you want to accomplish it by. With a variable clause on the back end, if you don't hit it by that time frame, it's adjustable and you can move that time frame out a little bit if you need to. Set those smart goals and do the things that are necessary for you to be great and be successful at everything you're doing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquidchaino 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquidchaino 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.